Hello and welcome to the Allegheny Mountain Showcase, featuring performers and venues that enrich the arts and cultural experience in the Allegheny Highlands of the two Virginias. There is a hidden gem in the city of Stanton, Virginia, where young, unbelievably talented musicians from around the world gather to learn and play great works of classical music. It's the Heifetz International Music Institute, founded in 1996 by violinist Daniel Heifetz. Daniel is related to that other Heifetz, Yasha, one of the most famous violinists of the 20th century. Daniel studied with Yasha, but he also pursued studies with other musicians and went on to have a very successful career as a soloist in his own right.
Daniel was an extremely charismatic performer, and when he walked on stage, people sort of go, oh, they would sort of hold their breath because they knew something exciting was about to happen.
That's Benjamin Rowe, president and CEO of the Heifetz Institute. The Highland Center in Monterey will host a concert by Heifetz Institute musicians on Sunday, April 28th. More about that later in the story. After many years of playing upwards of 150 concerts a year, Daniel developed problems with the ulnar nerve in both arms, which required surgery. Realizing that he could no longer adhere to such a grueling schedule, Daniel decided to channel his passion for the music and performance into building the Heifetz Institute.
And so he wanted to take some of the sort of innate charismatic behavior that he had and really try to teach it.
Rowe said Daniel was one of the first to say that declining audiences in classical music were not necessarily the audience's fault. He instead asked, what are we doing with the product and how are we presenting it? That became the trigger for what he would call the Heifetz Institute Communication Training Method.
Students that come to the Institute don't just play well, they play really well. They're little prodigies, but that's not enough to make a career. So what we teach them through communication training is public speaking lessons. They have to make an address before they play a piece of music. We give them singing lessons. Now they're instrumentalists, but we need to teach them how to use their voices to convey emotion and drama and pathos and joy, and that translates to their instrument.
They also do that by teaching them how to move, about choreography and blocking, and how to present themselves to an audience. They even give them yoga and wellness instruction, including avoiding injuries and following a healthy diet. The teenage students vying for acceptance into the Institute's summer program are well accustomed to auditioning, but this is an audition with a twist.
They come in and they play their party piece, and they're dazzling us for a couple of minutes with their virtuosity. And then we pause and say, well, that was wonderful. Now would you please sing that? And you should see the color go out of their faces, because no one's ever asked them to sing an instrumental piece before. But we really believe that if you can't sing it, you can't really understand it and express it.
Perhaps even scarier than singing the piece, they then have to explain the emotion behind the music.
For some of them, this really is almost like a mini crisis. I mean, that they're thinking about music in an entirely different way. Those same students 6 weeks later, they'll tell you a story, they'll take you on a journey, they'll think not only in the technical terms, but also in the emotional and in the kind of the pictorial sense. What does this mean?
The Heifetz Institute was scheduled to have their concert debut in Highland County last December, but got snowed out. Rowe said they're very excited about their upcoming spring concert at the Highland Center.
We've got three students who were with us last summer and will be back again this summer. A wonderful student from Seattle named Ria Honda, a young pianist originally from China, grew up in Bloomington, Indiana, and then just graduated from New England Conservatory. Xinguan is his name, and Dominic Lee, who's a cellist from New Zealand. Our typical program is really kind of showcase both their solo abilities as well as their abilities as a chamber group. The first half will have some really fantastic solo works, the Carmen Fantasy, which is always a lot of fun. We have some fiddle tunes by Mark O'Connor. We have a great piece for cello and piano by Manuel de Falla. And the second half, I cannot think of a composer who to me, suggests spring more than Felix Mendelssohn. So we have a fantastic Mendelssohn trio and then a little Astor Piazzolla for some Argentinian tango to top things off.
The Heifetz Institute's Spring in the Highlands Concert is Sunday, April 28th at 3 p.m. at the Highland Center in Monterey. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for students 15 to 18, and free for children under 15. For the Allegheny Mountain Showcase, I'm Heather Nideck.